Welcome to Casterbris. I am Christian Corley. Thank you very much for joining me again. This is another solo show. We've got a few interesting projects in development at the moment. James is off talking to someone about a Red Dwarf book. I've been speaking to someone about the Box of Delight. Both of those podcasts are going to be coming along over the next few weeks. But first, this is another sort of me talking about interesting recent news in the world of classic television, movies, and also a little bit of music and comics this time around, just because it fascinated me. And I thought, well, you listen to me talk about stuff, so with James, obviously, mostly, you're interested to hear what I think about things. So, we're roughly on the same page of things, I think. So, With all of that in mind, before we carry on, thank you very much for everyone who listened last time around. It was really interesting to see the responses we got to this, some nice retweets and comments, and also that people were listening to me, just me, talking along, rambling on about things that I like. Which is essentially, things that I was interested in. So thank you very much. If you didn't listen to the last podcast, my goodness me, I covered quite a lot of ground in that, just to bring up the show notes for that. So there was something about the Box of Delight's 40th anniversary Blu-ray, which is, as I say, we're going to be coming back to that in a few weeks' time. There was the Douglas Adams Explaining the World Kickstarter. There is the Terry Pratchett Discworld RPG Kickstarter. There's a Terminator 40th Anniversary 4K Limited Steelbook Edition. James and I are planning to speak about the Terminator together for a podcast for you guys very shortly. There's the Alien RPG Kickstarter. There's the Sherlock Holmes Crimes for Christmas crowdfunder on BackerKit. There's the incredible 17 CD and 3 DVD box set of pretty much everything to do with the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And I also have shared some information concerning the BBC Sound Effects Archive, which has now extended its collection to 33,000 free samples that you can use as long as you're not profiting from it for personal projects. So that's all in the last podcast. This time around, I need to explain that I'm a big fan of a Facebook group called Missing Believed Wiped. And it's basically a collection of people sharing deleted material. You know, as a Doctor Who fan, the whole idea that things can go missing, can be deleted, wiped, discarded, binned, trashed, thrown into a skip outside the BBC or any other broadcast or studio. This whole idea is something that's been with me since the days of the Tomb of the Cybermen being found in Hong Kong or Tokyo or wherever it was in the Far East. So the film, Missing Believed Wiped group on Facebook, and also the Film is Fabulous page on Facebook. They're both places that I visit quite regularly because they regularly share rediscoveries. A lot of these reels and in some cases videotapes have been handed over from people's personal archives when they passed away, collectors. And they're not interested in any particular profit from it, just to archive the materials. So, for example, a Lost Third Man TV show, so a TV show of The Third Man, has been discovered. It was made in the UK and the US between January 59 and July 1962, and it starred Michael Rennie. Now, these are largely considered to be lost. It's obviously inspired by the movie of the same name. And the series was thought to be lost, and copies have turned up. So this is interesting stuff, and this is part of a announcement by Film is Fabulous and the Montfort University in Leicester's Cinema and Television History Research Centre. So this is one of the things that's really interesting to me at the moment is the recovery of things like this. So with that in mind, I guess I'm kind of leading with that, but I would recommend you check these out as well. So what we're talking about is the Missing Believed Wipe. This is a public group that you can join on Facebook. And the other thing is Film is Fabulous, which is a page on Facebook that you can follow and keep up to date with recent rediscoveries. For example, there was another one last week, a BBC war drama called Moonstrike, which ran in the early 1960s. It was an anthology series of 27 episodes, each 50-minute long each, and each was a self-contained story. Now, the episode that's been rediscovered is He Who Tells, which was broadcast on the 4th of July, 1963. Only three episodes in the series had survived prior to the discovery of this 16mm telerecording. And again, this has come from the collection of a deceased private collector, and the print will be donated to the BBC archive for preservation purposes. So again, you know, going back, well, it's 2024 now, I think in 2013, our friend Gareth Cavana, on our behalf, visited the screening of some rediscovered Doctor Who episodes at the time, and he spoke to Fraser Hines. So I think this is very much something that we've been interested in throughout the history, not just of the podcast, but of the old castoverage.com website. Huh, whatever happened to that? So this is something that we're going to, this is going to appear regularly in these weekly news roundups. Now, the links to those I will include in the show notes for you, so you can just visit those pages, join them if you want to, and just keep tabs on what's turning up. Now, I've got some more current news coming up, but I do want to just refer back to a couple more missing, believed, wiped, typed things. A show called A Man Called Harry Brent has been uploaded to YouTube. This was broadcast on the 21st of March, 1965, and starred Gerald Harper, who was put in charge of the case of a director of an engineering company being murdered by a complete stranger. Also features Edward Brayshaw as the eponymous character, Harry Brent. Edward Brayshaw, you'll know from Rent-A-Ghost, and Doctor Who fans will know him from the War Games. So this is interesting that this has long forgotten and has been uploaded to YouTube, apparently in its entirety, all episodes. If they're not up now, then they will be all up by the end of the week. The first upload was on October the 3rd. So this is fascinating stuff that YouTube has been used as a home for archive telly. This is on the Classic British Telly YouTube channel, which has 20,500 subscribers. So this is a popular repository of uploaded material that you can't see on TV. These aren't considered to be missing, but they're rarities that you wouldn't find on Britbox, ITVX, UK TV, or any of those. Now, in addition, and playing into my love of comedy, two episodes of Not Only But Also, not in its entirety wiped, but largely unavailable. Two episodes have been uploaded from off-air audio recordings. So, Series 2, Episode 5 from 1966, February the 12th, has been uploaded. This is on YouTube's and the channel called Audio Only. And another episode from 1970, Series 3, Episode 5. This is, of course, the show of Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Various guests included, I believe Ronnie Barker's on the later episode. So these are worth checking out. These are funny. This is comedy. This is, sketch comedy of the type that you don't really see on TV anymore. Unfortunately, you can't see what's going on, but there's enough in the audio to doesn't lose anything. There's a few of these have appeared on this YouTube channel. There's another one from Series 2, Episode 4 from May 1966 as well. So, yeah, keep an eye on that channel as well. It's very interesting. It's fascinating that YouTube, of all places... I mean, I have a bad relationship with YouTube because I really want to have, like, an interesting YouTube channel that I can share information with people. And I have it. And I'm absolutely terrible at uploading videos to the Gadget Monkey YouTube channel. So... other people are clearly better at doing YouTube than I am. So that's the Classic British Telly channel for A Man Called Harry Brent and the Audio Only channel, also on YouTube, for not only but also, but just to give you a quick rundown of what those channels also have. Audio Only has got a load of stuff. It's got The Val Dunican Show, Sherlock Holmes BBC production, Q5, which is Spike Milligan. It's even got The Moon Landing. Lots of stuff that's just the audio, not the video. And Classic British Telly, along with a man called Harry Brent. It's got stuff that you just, as I say, you wouldn't find anywhere else. That's their trailer running in the background there. You got stuff you wouldn't find anything else. There's a sitcom called On the House, starring Kenneth Connor and Madeline Smith from 1970. There's a show from 1984 called Slimming Down, which starred Prunella Scales, Ian Richardson, Nicholas Lyndhurst. Again, you consider how much television is created and broadcast. Very little of it is still available to view. It's largely the stuff that people remember or the stuff that was well regarded by critics. There's all this other stuff that isn't. There's a thing called By the Sea, which starred Ronnie Barker and Ronnie Corbett, which, I'll be honest, rings a bell, but I don't know if I've ever seen it. So these are on the Classic British Telly YouTube channel. I mean, just get down to the show notes, click through, and have a look at what is available on these YouTube channels. It will absolutely blow your mind. It hasn't been remastered. It's not in 2K or 4K or even HD, unless it... But these are worth checking out. A few weeks ago, I decided to sit and watch with my wife the final three episodes of Men Behaving Badly. Now, these are largely forgotten episodes. Very much the Men Behaving Badly zeitgeist had ended by that point. Men Behaving Badly started in 1992. And after the first two series, it moved from ITV to BBC. And it ran all the way through to 1998, the 28th of December, 1998. And it was at Christmas when these final three episodes went out. So it's over 26 years ago since the last episode of Men Behaving Badly. Now, there's been discussions over the years, rumours that there might be a new series. It's probably not going to happen now. But Neil Morrissey and Martin Clunes are reuniting for a show called Neil and Martin's Bon Voyage, which will see the Men Behaving Badly stars travelling around France. Now, clearly, Neil Morrissey and Martin Clunes have had great careers as character actors and lead actors in various shows over the years. Martin Clunes mainly as Doc Martin, although he was nearly Doctor Who, don't forget that. And Neil Morrissey in various sort of guest appearances and character roles, not lead roles. And he was a regular antagonist in Line of Duty, of course. So there's a... It's not like neither of these guys have not been seen over the years, but it's good to see them back together. This show will be a three-part series which will air on Gold in 2025. Gold say, having famously starred together as flatmates Tony and Gary in Men Behaving Badly, in the new series, Neil Morrissey will take Martin Clunes on a road trip through France, the country that has become his second home, from Normandy through the Alps and to Neil's home and cider apple orchard in the south, and taking in beautiful food, sweeping landscapes and fascinating local traditions, the two friends will reconnect and reminisce on a professional and personal relationship that spans 30 years. I'm not the biggest fan of these kind of putting two people in a car and sending them off on their way shows. I'm a big fan of the Hairy Bikers. I kind of like The Trip, but that's not real, is it? I mean, none of these shows are really real because they're all scripted, but obviously the show, The Trip was a kind of a situation comedy take played completely straight. Apart from the impersonation face-offs between Bryden and Coogan. So generally speaking, I'm not a big fan of these types of shows, but I think I will make the effort. I'll make a special exception to check out Neil Morrissey and Martin Clunes' Bon Voyage. So it's my weekly reminder about our Patreon. Now, last week's episode didn't go on the Patreon. Now, there's two reasons for that. Number one, I forgot. And number two, I forgot. The intention was that last week's episode would go up first on the Patreon. I was quite nervous about doing the show on my own last week, if I'm honest. So it made sense, really, to just forget everything else and just focus on producing the show, getting it uploaded and seeing how it went. And it went great. So I'm very pleased about that. Thank you again, everyone. So this episode, if you're hearing it on Spotify, or Amazon podcast or Apple podcasts, it went out a few days ago on the Patreon first. Now, I know a lot of podcasts have patrons and they're all asking you to pay a bit of money. And yeah, we tried that and we realized that probably there isn't maybe enough that we've been doing recently to justify that. We are bringing new podcasts for you and some interviews, etc. We're not going to charge for those either. All we ask for you to do is sign up to our free Patreon and you'll get everything early. If you want to pay, then you may pay. You will still get everything early and you'll get a few bits of merchandise and a couple of treats from us. But you can sign up to our Patreon free and you'll get everything a few days before it goes live on the main podcasting platform. Now, it's important for us to do this, to bring you on board, because, you know, I've been doing this, not just this podcast, but sort of the whole Casterbus thing, and through, you know, a few desperate attempts to distance myself from the old Casterbus name. You know, everyone, it turned out, was just calling it Casterbus regardless. So, you know, here we are. We're still doing Casterbus. And you know what? I'm owning it now. So, it is difficult to communicate updates to people, to tell people when things are new. Traditional websites don't facilitate that. You can get those little pop-ups in your browser when a website updates and stuff, but I find those very annoying. And surely having something in your podcast player to tell you when there's a new episode, rather than like an annoying browser pop-up when you're least expecting it from a website that you follow maybe once a week. Podcast player seems to me to be a better idea than website pop-up. So, that's where I'm coming from with this. Our Patreon, in terms of listening to episodes of this podcast, our Patreon is free. You also get, not only do you get the episodes early, you also get episodes with extended content when we're doing our feature episodes. So when James and I get together and have a chat, those episodes are longer on Patreon than they are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. We really want you to come with us onto the Patreon. I would like to release a newsletter to accompany this podcast and the casterbus.co.uk website. And to do that, I need to use Patreon, because that's where we're focusing our efforts around. Using Patreon, that's going to be our hub for anything new that comes out. And the website's just, it's still going to be an important facet of that, but that's more of a public-facing thing, whereas the Patreon is for you guys, for our regular listeners. So it's patreon.com/Casterbus. It's simple as that. If you join our Patreon and become a patron of Casterbus, you get the episode early, and it doesn't cost you anything to join for that benefit. Okay, we're edging towards the final item this week, and then I'm going to just be talking to you about something else that I do that you probably aren't aware of, because I don't really make a big deal about it, but I'd really like to bring you along with me on that as well. So, you probably know that there are graphic novels based around bands. The Kiss one is a famous one, for example. Now, it turns out, and I had to have a little bit of a chuckle when I saw this, but I'm a big fan of classic rock, and Def Leppard's Hysteria is a seminal 1980s rock album. In fact, the idea that it was metal back in the day, I mean, Def Leppard were never really metal. They were only ever new wave of British heavy metal, which, you know, then became just rock because there was harder bands. And yeah, you can call it metal if you want, I don't really care. But there's a graphic novel of Hysteria. What the hell? This is coming out in a few months' time. And I saw this on Facebook. I thought it was like a spoof or something. But no, this is a real thing. It's the Hysteria, the graphic novel. It is £39. You have Hysteria, the graphic novel deluxe edition for £63. You have Hysteria, the graphic novel collector's edition for £117. Yeah. And a signed edition of the same for £389. Now, you might think, well, you know, this is someone cashing in on Def Leppard, or is Def Leppard cashing in on graphic novels? But, I mean, there's an element of that. There's obviously going to be some sort of idea towards making some money from this, but it's not just a blatant cash-in, because Phil Collen, the co-lead guitarist of Def Leppard, has co-written this graphic novel along with Elliot Rahal, and it's been illustrated by Alex Schultz in her graphic novel debut. So yeah, this is, I mean, it looks really nice as well. I'm looking at the pages that they've shared. It looks really, really nice. I think, I mean, it's out of my price range, I'll be honest with you, even in terms of graphic novels. It does look a little bit pricey for me. Then again, it's 192 pages long, so it's not a slim volume, and it's been released in hardback as well. So if you're a fan of graphic novels and a fan of Def Leppard and 80s metal slash rock, this might be something that you want to check out. It's available to pre-order at the moment from vaultcomics.com. As ever, show notes will feature the link to this. It's kind of interesting that this is a thing that hasn't been done for quite a long time. And, you know, bands doing graphic novels, there was a phase of them at the time, you know, Alice Cooper's done one, Kiss, as I mentioned. I think there's an Iron Maiden one and a Metallica one. I'm just looking up, because there's one rock band that's that's around at the moment that would make sense to be adapted as a graphic novel. It is The Darkness. And I'm just looking at it. And there are graphic novels called The Darkness, but it's not The Darkness. And, you know, they're The Darkness are... they don't take themselves too seriously, which is what I do love about music, particularly rock music. And it is something that irritates me about modern artists who do take themselves so seriously, and they are so po-faced, and they're just incapable, or they're not allowed, to be just a little bit silly and just appreciate for this that whole industry for what it is. It is entertainment. And entertainment's about fun, isn't it? Not so much feeling morbid or maudlin or sad. Entertainment should be fun. It should have a fun element in it, even if it's portraying a sad tale. That's my opinion, anyway. So, yeah, so that is the Def Leppard Hysteria graphic novel. So we're getting to the end of this podcast now. Again, this is a weekly news roundup of stuff that I'm interested in the worlds of television and film, and you know, archive television and film as well, and new shows that have an element that I might be interested in. You know, regular discussions about Doctor Who and film and television and other TV shows with James McLean will continue at a more sporadic basis, because, you know, he's working, it's term time, so we need to pick our moments, basically. But it's very important, I think, for us to continue communicating with you and getting in touch and telling you what's going on with things. Now, telling you what's going on with me, some years ago I launched a website called gamingretro.co.uk. It's been reborn as retrogamerbase.com, and it is a website and newsletter. And if you're interested in retro gaming, then I would ask you to check that out. I mean, the newsletter goes out at least once a week. Some days it goes out almost daily, depending on how much retro gaming news there is. I'm going to be honest with you. There is a lot of it. It is incredible how retro gaming has gone from being a sort of a dusty old pastime with old computers. There's me knocking one of mine. And burst capacitors on motherboards and expensive repairs into this thing which is available very cheaply with things like Evercade cartridges and Evercade consoles, with these curated collections of games from classic systems and arcades, you can still have the emulation on modern computers, and you can still sort of dig out your old gear and get it repaired and use the original media, etc., or soup them up a little bit with some modern storage devices such as USB sticks and even SSDs. New games are coming out for retro platforms. That's the incredible thing. I'm compiling a newsletter at the moment which features information about the new version of the ZX Spectrum, which you will, if you weren't aware of this already, you're going to be seeing it on shelves in all the biggest shops, electronics, and probably even supermarkets in the run-up to Christmas. There's games still coming out for the ZX Spectrum 42 years after the device was launched. And, you know, it's not alone. There's new games coming out on Amigas. There's new games coming out on Sega Mega Drive, Genesis. New games on the NES. New games for PlayStation. New games for Dreamcast. New games for Nintendo GameCube. This whole retro gaming thing is nowhere near as big as the AAA gaming. You know, the Grand Theft Auto 6s and the Red Dead Redemption 2s and the Spider-Man games or the Star Wars games of today. But it is a growing area of interest, and fortunately I bloody love it. So if you want to learn a bit more about that, then, and find out more about the latest releases and what's going on with hardware and games, and, you know, it is a bit of a rabbit hole in some cases, particularly with some elements of modern hardware designed for retro purposes, you'll find out about all of that and the latest game releases, because that's what the newsletter is really about, by heading to retrogamerbase.com/subscribe. I'll drop a link to that in the show notes of this week's Customers podcast as well. Wow, well, that's it. I've made it to the end of another solo podcast. I'm Christian Corley. You've been listening to Casterbris's weekly news roundup of the latest archive television and new TV shows that have some sort of relation to fun old stuff that we like. New podcast will be out next week. Please share this. And as I say, if you don't already sign up to our Patreon, please get on there. It is free and you get the podcast early. And you get extended content on it as well. What's not to like about that? That's at patreon.com/Casterbris. Until next time, it's goodbye.